This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, and the United States and England World Cup match has begun. We are out here at RJ Dukes, where already this morning people are getting deals. We've pulled autographs, one of ones, all of which, if you come up to McKinney, sign up at the shop. They will be doing a giveaway at 2 o'clock across all of their streaming platforms. All the stuff we've opened today is going to be given away. So if you've seen the Ralph Macchio one of one, the Volpe rookie card or one of five parallel, the Chipper Jones autograph, all that stuff is going to be given away tomorrow. And then today, there's all kinds of cool deals. Well, they'll also be doing giveaway for a Solak and IKF autograph baseballs. And then people have already donated more than $1,400 to My Possibilities this morning and now into this afternoon. And so 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. If you're interested, if you text in, I can send you a direct link as well if that is more helpful. We are $571 away from reaching 50,000. 2 years ago, the most we had ever raised was 25,000. Then last year, 45,000. And now this year, almost 50,000. So thank you guys all very, very much for that. So 877-881-1053 for your Cowboys thank you notes. And I have plenty of Cowboys thank you notes for myself that I want to throw out. But also, Mike,
yes,
the thank you notes, let's open some more stuff up and have some more stuff to give away.
Well, thank you to Leaf right here, and really thank you to RJ Dukes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're Ryan's the ones who are providing this. We have an autographed Pete Rose baseball.
Woo!
That I just opened up out of
autograph. We're starting out hot. So this is, there's one Major League autographed baseball per box. By the way, sorry, one more thank you. Thank you to the good people at Hurtado's who are setting us
yes.
up and makes me want to have a longer commercial break. I tried.
This autograph says, sorry, I bet on baseball.
Oh, my autograph gosh.
And it's authenticated by Beckett. Sorry, I bet on baseball, Pete Rose.
That is amazing.
That is
almost amazing as the rib I ate from Hurtado's.
I just had one, too.
We didn't have to do broadcasting for just a minute.
So there, right, you got to keep talking.
Okay, so we've got two of them. So we've got the Pete Rose autograph baseball. We have one more to go. And then don't forget, we're still going to open an autograph full-size authentic football helmet as well as we're 5 minutes into the U.S. and England. And
have we scored yet?
No, it
What's
is
wrong?
Scoreless. I will try to keep it spoiler-free unless somebody scores a goal. Oh,
whoa.
You like that one better, I'm sure.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Woo!
It doesn't say junior on there, so maybe it's his father, but I'm hoping it's really Ronald Acuna.
I don't think, I feel confident junior. It is the contemporary Ronald Acuna that is currently playing baseball. I feel very confident about that.
And he put just his autograph on there. He didn't put, sorry for 2022. I'll do much better in 2023.
Man, holy cow. Does he have to apologize for the year before, too, then?
Well, he got hurt. He should apologize. I'm sorry for getting hurt.
Sorry y'all still won the World Series without
Isn't
me.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is very amazing.
All right. They came back and they lost.
So I'll tell you what. I'll start reading some of these.
Yes.
Those are
two great autographs.
Do you want to open?
That's huge.
Do you want to open the football helmet? Like, as long as we're rocking and rolling here. Do you want to grab the football helmet?
First, I want to give a thank you, as this is a segment. Thank you to Micah Parsons. My gosh, is it amazing getting to watch you? Because that is just, he is so special. I mean, DeMarcus Ware was special and should be in the Hall of Fame, and hopefully very soon will get elected to the Hall of Fame. I can't imagine he doesn't make the Hall of Fame. I thought he was a for sure thing his first year. Hopefully he's a for sure thing his second year. But he just, Micah Parsons is just on another level than DeMarcus Ware in his prime. And here's the deal. When does Micah Parsons hit his prime? This is only what? He's not into game 30 of his career yet.
We're hopefully still 2-3 years away from that, possibly.
So I want to say thank you to that. And also, thank you to Luka Doncic, because you're the only thing worth watching in 2022 on the Dallas Mavericks. My gosh. He was 9 of 13 at halftime for 22 points, and the rest of the team was 11 of 27.
Is this the Celtics game?
Yes. Yeah. And they play tomorrow. And literally, Mike Breen starts saying, hey, I mean, I don't even know. This Luka, he needs to pass the ball more, right? He literally throws an outlet pass to Tim Hardaway as he's speaking, and Tim Hardaway bounces it off his leg for a turnover on a, fast break. And it's like, wait, so you want him to pass it more to that guy who shoots 1-for-7 or then just dribbles it off of his leg? Like, so this is what we're asking Luka to do more of?
Yeah, no, I understand that. By the way, I wish I could help from the 817. How much can I donate to get the Pete Rose baseball? I wish, but that is not the promise that we set up. So those will be given away for free tomorrow off of RJ Duke streams. Come up to the shop here in McKinney, 400 North Central Expressway, and sign up, and maybe you can win it for free. I wanted to say thank you to Dak Prescott for breaking statistical narratives yesterday. Going into that game yesterday, when Dak throws 2 interceptions or more, the Cowboys are 3-11. Well, guess what? Now they're 4-11. And also, this was the second time in 3 games Dak had multiple interceptions in the first half. He did that just twice in the first 6 seasons of his career. So think about it. He'd done it twice in the first 6 seasons, then twice in 3 games he had 2 interceptions in 1 half. But guess what? He fired back and was awesome in the second half. And after losing their first 2 games against the Giants, he has won 10 straight against the Giants now. So thank you to Dak for breaking all of those statistical narratives.
And also thank you to Atolo, who came up here and gave me an autographed Rolando Blackman card from Hoops, 1990 Hoops. So.
I mean, and seriously, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Tolos, Twolos, our YouTube fans are so generous. Y'all have donated and bought all this stuff with all the money going to My Possibilities. We got brought barbecue. We got brought a Rolando Blackman card because it's our favorite. Holy cow, that is a nice, nice Mac Jones card right there. Woo! Holy cow. Sorry, I got caught up. It is a double premium patch autograph Mac Jones card right there. That is amazing. But everyone is so generous to us, to the station, to just it's remarkable, and I really appreciate everything you guys are doing.
And then do you want me to open up the huge box here of an autographed helmet right now?
Yes, I do. And somebody said thank you to the Giants for being a fraud of a team. Just remember, in the last 2 weeks, the Cowboys have beaten 2 teams that I believe are 16-3 when they don't play the Cowboys, and 0-3 against the Cowboys. That's a hell of a run.
So the hint will be,
okay,
this is one of Gavin Dawson's favorite all-time players who's recently retired. And he went onto this guy's website to buy his gear for the Super Bowl. It is an autographed Beast Mode Seattle Seahawks
Marshawn
helmet.
Lynch helmet right there.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not going to touch too much of this. This is the helmet inside of there. I don't want to get it all out because it's really big. But autographed Marshawn Lynch Seattle Seahawks helmet right there that we just opened up that RJ Dukes will be giving away.
Tomorrow. And it's authenticated, and it's from Fanatics. And by the way, I'm not saying you want to sell any of these things, but if you've been looking on the secondary market, some of these Fanatics-endorsed products like this have been going very, very well. Or you can just keep it and treasure it always. And if you win, make sure to spend whatever extra money you had here at RJ Dukes, or you can always donate to My Possibilities. These are all viable options that you have. I think we still have the Obsidian basketball. Yeah. Do you want to save that for the next segment, or do you want to open it right now? I've got a couple of
Let's read some thank yous here. I think we've done enough opening this segment.
Okay. All right. So I want to say thank you to Zeke for not only playing well, but looking like he got a bit of that acceleration back. Here's the wild next-gen stat for you. Ezekiel Elliott gained a season-high 91 yards. despite half of his carries being against eight or more people in the box. So on half the carries, the box was stacked, and he still did well.
You know what was amazing to me yesterday is when he was hitting the hole, that he was deciding to keep his balance there. And nothing like it seems like I've talked about how he's been positive and he sees a hole, and so he lunges his body forward for it could be up to an 8-yard gain because, you know, he takes one or two big strides as his shoulders get way over his toes and then kind of leaps forward for like an 8-yard gain. That's when I would think, gosh, I wonder what Tony Pollard would do, because he's not going to try to just lunge his body forward there. He's going to see the hole, get into it quickly, and then see what he can do after that. And I thought Zeke yesterday, for the first time in a long time, would hit the hole with power, but he wouldn't hit the hole with shoulders way over toes where he was just going to lunge forward, whatever he got, he got. He would hit that hole and then make a move into that hole and create something else. And that was, to me, that reminded me of his first 3 years in the NFL, not his last couple years in the NFL.
No, I would be inclined to agree with this from the 972. Shout out to the Cowboys for being tough and swinging back every time. They said, just rewatch the game. I try not to accept my own opinion until I watch it a second time. They hung with the Giants, hung tough, swung back at every punch. LVE was everywhere.
He was good.
It was interesting. I saw the narrative is they were like, well, LVE doesn't make tackles until they're 5 yards up the field. And I was like, well, part of that has to do with the level in which they're throwing him up. But I thought he made some key run-stopping tackles in that game.
I can't believe that Jalen Smith actually made a play. I mean, I just
be honest. A really important play.
I'll give him credit. That guy did make one play. And then showed his true colors at some point in the second half. Where I'm just like, that's the Jalen I remember.
I want to say, usually these are all positive. I'm hoping for a thank you in advance to referee Scott Novak for hopefully never working a Cowboys game again. And also, please, NFL, I thank you in advance if you can find an NFL crew that hates being on camera for next Thanksgiving. Because so many penalties in this game, so many penalties in last year's Thanksgiving game, which was just god-awful.
This one was better.
This one was better. I hope we get a more reasonable crew next week. And also, you still have to hope, of course, that the Cowboys stop committing so many dumb pre-snap penalties, which is something that McCarthy has talked about a lot. So
I mean, when you think about it, 13 penalties, you turn the ball over twice. You don't get them to turn the ball over. You fail on fourth down. Now, they did get a failure on fourth down, which helped you out too. But you kind of start looking at just some basic things, and you go, whoa, we were up 28 to 14, right?
Was
it 28 to 13?
13.
28 to 13 with minutes to go in that game. So I kind of look at it as a positive. Yes, if you played yesterday the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles or the Buffalo Bills, probably those penalties and those turnovers probably lead you to a loss.
Yes.
But you beat an above average team record wise. You beat an above average team with really losing a lot of key things that usually lead to losses.
From the 817, thank you to the Cowboys for winning last night. It was the first time I've attended a game since Romo came in for Bledsoe years ago, and they won. And that's one of the things. You told me this a couple months back, this has stuck with me, is sometimes sports feels dumb to follow, because when do you ever leave a concert and you're like, this concert was stupid and I hate everything?
Right.
But how often do you leave a game when you're like, God, everything sucks? Like, I felt like that put a black cloud over Thanksgiving last year, because you're like, not only was the game terrible in terms of penalties, they lost and everything felt terrible. So, yeah, it changes so much when you win a game. It really, really does.
I was listening to the game on 105.3 The Fan at the end, as I felt like it was secure and New York scores the touchdown, and really Brad Sham was like, this game's over, though. And I was like, Brad,
go home right now.
I watch too many Maverick games to know what could happen. If you want to watch the impossible happen, watch the 2022-23 Dallas Mavericks in these situations.
Shout out to Dak Prescott for saying, we got money, guys. Supposedly, he told the tight end group, so Peyton Hendershot scored his touchdown. They went to the kettle. They did the whack-a-mole celebration. Dak told the tight ends they would get fined for this, and they were worried. He said, make sure the team was up a couple of scores, and there's, quote, a few guys with paychecks that can cover the fine. So whether that is, you know, Dak, Zeke, DeMarcus Lawrence, like whoever your player of choice is, I think it's super cool that they were like talking to the young guys like that, and they were like, hey, make sure the game is not competitive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do your thing, and we will pay the fine. So, shout out to Dak for being great in the second half and also for stepping up for some of that money stuff. And from the 972, thank you to Micah Parsons for his awesomeness. And from the 972, thank you to the Cowboys. When you play like a team, you win like a team. Love all of that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. This next segment is going to be awesome. We're live at RJ Dukes in McKinney. Coming up next, Betting with Bassick. We will open up, a $400 box of basketball cards. And we have Masterpiece of the Weekathon continuation from Wednesday. It's the fastest segment in all of radio. It's even faster today. And the great news is it happens next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where Baylor just missed a fairly easy field goal, and we'll see if that will come back to cost them. The United States and England are still scoreless. We are out here at RJ Dukes in McKinney, where there are amazing things happening on multiple fronts. There's sales galore here at RJ Dukes. We have one more box to open. We got more than $2,000 worth of stuff from RJ Dukes because we're opening it up. They're going to give it all away tomorrow at 2 p.m. across their social media platforms, so you should make sure that you are following the RJ Dukes Sports YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter pages and get in on those giveaways. But you got to come up here first and sign up as well or get involved. So we'll be doing those giveaways tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Also, we got Hurtado's brought up here, and also y'all have donated more than $1,400 to My Possibilities today, and when working in cooperation with what we did on Wednesday, we are $571 away from hitting $50,000 for the first time in the history of Peace-a-thon. So if you know anybody who wants to donate, 105throughthefan.com/Peace-a-thon. We got Betting with Bassett coming up. We've got Masterpiece of the Weekathon continuation coming up. But first, we're going to open this Obsidian basketball box. One pack, six cards, two parallels, and then an insert or autograph card in every single pack. This is a big dollar item right here. So if you're involved on the Twitch, the YouTube, getting involved in our conversations, here we go.
Pascal Siakam, first card. Nothing, I don't think, super special there. Just making sure, not
what
numbered.
What an incredible-looking base card, though.
Yeah. Joel Embiid, base card. Devin Vassell, who is having a really good year.
He's coming up in the world. Mm. Absolutely.
Somebody has to score for them.
I know when Greg Popovich said ahead of time, he was like, hey, don't go ahead and bet on us to win the championship. Weston McKinney with a heartbreak miss.
Red Donovan Mitchell, still in his Jazz jersey.
Ooh,
there.
Is that numbered, we think?
It probably is not numbered.
Okay. I mean, it's still nice looking.
DeAndre Hunter, gold card, which I'm going to assume is numbered. Numbered to 99, 16 of 99. And the last one is an Austin Reeves rookie card.
And that is a red parallel.
Yeah, red parallel, not numbered. I didn't do good on that box.
You know, you've had better boxes. Your Ralph Macchio, one of one. Your Chipper Jones autograph dual patch to 49 was really good. The Volpe number to 5. You've had a bunch of great pulls today. They'll all be free for the giveaways tomorrow. So come up, sign in the store, buy some stuff since so much stuff is on sale
you know
while
what
you're
they
here.
Say, save the worst for last.
That is not how the saying is. But you know what? No. We're going to turn this around with some betting with Bassick. Are you prepared to bet with Bassick?
Yes and no.
What?
Who goes first?
I think you go first, because remember last week Corey was like, I only have one game and I really need to pick that game, so please let me go first. Let me just tell you one quick betting note. Did you see that somebody yesterday bet $244,000 on the Cowboys on the money line, and they had to be sweating for that. Now clearly they got the win and the bet net them about $60,000, so that ended up being a win. But how many people who bet on the Cowboys yesterday or bet the under yesterday ended up getting screwed by that touchdown with, what, 8 seconds left? It was inconsequential in terms of the flow of the game and the winner, but for bettors, it was very consequential.
All right, so the game I'm going to put on you is a game I'm honestly scared of.
Oh, great.
This game doesn't make sense to me. And when Vegas does this, they're always telling you, oh, put money on this team because it looks like such an easy game. The Bengals are at the Titans.
Yep.
The Titans are 7-3, 3-1 at home. The Bengals are 6-4, 3-3 on the road. What would you think the spread is of that game?
I would certainly think the Titans are favored.
That makes me wonder, is Derrick Henry hurt? He's playing, right? He's fine?
As far as I know, and I wonder, because they said Chase might come back.
Right.
That's a pretty big swing for that, though.
I am going to take the Tennessee Titans. They are 2.5-point underdogs. It's Tennessee at home, better record, started off slow, have played pretty well of late.
They have played very well.
The Bengals, who are a solid team, I like the Bengals. I think they're going to try to, you know, sneak into the playoffs, get that last playoff spot. But I just don't see Cincinnati being a favorite in this game. Not that I love that, oh, Tennessee's going to win, but this number doesn't make sense to me that Tennessee is a 2.5-point road, or sorry, a 2.5-point home dog.
Yeah.
So that's the game I'm going to take there. I'm not crazy about all the other games, but I am going to do this. Corey's not here, so I'll text him and see if he wants to bet on something this weekend. I'm going to take the Seahawks at home, favored by 3.5 against the Raiders. The Raiders are just, I think, a bad team. I don't know how much they're playing for. I know they just won last week. But I will take the Seahawks with the home field advantage. The Raiders, by the way, are 1-5 on the road this year.
Okay.
So give me the Seahawks minus 3.5. Give me the Tennessee Titans at home plus 2.5 as my bets.
I will go ahead and wade into the terrible, terrible territory of Monday Night Football, where the Colts are not good, the Steelers are worse. I will go ahead and take the Colts minus 2.5 in the dreadful Monday Night Football game against the Steelers. Yeah, this is not – I was about to say, though, this is not my favorite slate, but I think part of the reason for that is – because one of your marquee games was Giants-Cowboys, and that was last night. And then Vikings-Patriots was another important game. That was also last night. So I get why they would load up for Thanksgiving.
You know, it's funny when they're promoting on Fox, the game of the week, the Rams at the Chiefs. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like a game of the week. Do you have it up? That is a 15.5-point spread.
Oh.
That is Chiefs by 15.5, and that's what they're promoting as the game of the week, as a game where they think it's going to be a 2-touchdown or more game.
And look at the ESPN matchup predictor, 95.1%. So they're saying the Rams have a 1-in-20 chance to win this game.
By the way, real quick, Ravens at Jags. Jaguars are 3.5-point dogs. We just talked about the Ravens.
Yeah.
You would think if the Ravens were really that good, and they could run the table because of schedule.
Yeah.
But if the Ravens were good, you would think they would be favored by a little bit more than 3.5 against the Jaguars.
I don't think that Carolina game helped them.
When they scored 13.
I don't think that game helped them out whatsoever. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we throw things back to Peyton for some continuation of the Masterpiece of the Weekathon.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Peyton.
Hey, Peyton. You know, there was a time period where I did not think I would ever run another Masterpiece of the Week, ever.
Yeah, and, you sold out to Sean and RJ,
and
didn't
now,
you?
Well, I don't think it was a sellout.
You bought in?
Well,
it's a contract, right?
Yeah.
They got contract, the big bucks to
right.
do the mornings.
That's right.
Seven figures. So.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you do the dot. And,
okay, I believe with the dot, Peyton makes seven figures. Okay. I believe that.
We don't have to tell everyone that. But yes, this is Masterpiece of the Week, where we play some of the funny, strange, weird audio on this very show. And some audio that we have today was from the Peace-a-thon yesterday, or Wednesday,
yeah,
with Eric. So we'll start it off, and a shout-out to Eric Schiafalo, who interrupted Corey during saying this, because Corey was really going on to something, and this is what Corey said.
You've had Dawson's mom's sugar cream pie.
What?
That's what he said. And thank you, Eric, for interrupting Corey, because that was going to be a strong audio piece that he interrupted on.
Man, Mike just pulled an alpha move on me. I wanted to look in his box of barbecue. He was like, that's my box of barbecue. Here,
you can look at it from a distance.
From Hurtado's. Thank you very much.
What do you want?
No, I was just, those might be the best ribs I've ever had.
I have one rib left. You want it?
May I have a rib, please?
Yeah,
I would be super excited about that.
Okay.
Can you show one to the fan cam?
Oh,
how
big
those ribs are? Let's show the crowd.
That is a great idea. As the United States has a second attempt that is super close. This one goes off the crossbar as the United States putting some pressure on in the match against England.
How much does that upset you, that piece of red onion
that
is on the end?
That piece has to go. I don't know if this stat is accurate.
Wait, I just knocked it off. Is it still good?
Yes, thank you. No, it'll be better now. I've heard that the United States all time is 2-0 against England. I don't know if we need to fact check that or not. That might just be in wars that we're 2-0 against England. This is probably what I was going for. All right, Peyton, back to you.
What was the other one we beat them in?
The War of 1812.
they burned
things down in our country, and then they still lost.
So we continue here. Masterpiece of the week. Thank you. So, Mike, I actually was able to grab this audio from today's show. Thank you very much. You said this.
Moly.
I am very excited.
Got to keep it tight, Mike. Good job.
I was pulling something out, but I can't remember.
That does not sound better. Mm. That
it's like
sounds
when we were opening
worse.
Up packs or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kevin just said, pull that, Peyton. So, you know what? Yeah. I did what Kevin says because I'm a good producer, and I did that.
And you know what's good for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we go back to Eric Schiafalo, who that you all were talking about Thanksgiving meals and stuff and all that good stuff. And Eric, well, he said this on Wednesday.
It's a sipper. I thought it was a chugger, but it turns out that thing tasted damn good. I should have just milked that thing.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah. Now, we might need context on that, but I think it's better without context.
And did we get the factoid that all time in World Cup matches, the United States has many wins over England as they do war victories over England? That is the fact of the day that I'm bringing to the table.
But now we're allies.
That's right. We are very good allies, so I should probably stop making those jokes. Support England, everybody, just not for the next 2 hours.
And their queen.
She died. They have a king now.
What?
Yeah.
The king killed the queen?
No, I do not believe.
King Charles.
The queen was 100 years old, and I saw the dumbest article that, of course, I did not click on. It was like cause of death for the queen revealed, and I was like, can it not be that she was 100?
The king.
Like that. No, I don't think that is the case.
Did she ever get married?
Yeah, she was married for a really long time.
And that guy never was the king, huh?
Yeah, she's the queen. I mean, he can be the king, but not the in-charge king.
Okay.
Back to you,
like
Peyton.
Charles. He's in big trouble.
Charles is in charge.
Yeah, I know, but that Charles in charge guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of maybe did some things on that show he shouldn't have.
He did?
I think so.
Not cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty, all right, so we continue here. I actually grabbed this from the folder that Reggie had on Wednesday. Because y'all did what, a Peace-a-thon marathon, or what'd y'all call it?
Yes, Masterpiece of the Week-a-thon.
Week-a-thon, that's right. And I don't know if you use this audio yet, but it was labeled, Mike, I need my respect for my mommy.
You know what, mommy, I do. I need my respect. I play in almost 12 games a year, mommy.
Are you talking about what's his face for the Eagles?
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders, who was like, how come more people don't respect me?
Mommy says I'm good.
Please stop doing that.
That's Miles Sanders.
Uh-huh. No, I got it. But
guess what? We would respect you if you played all the games and played well in all of them.
He's played better.
We're not. Yeah, we don't think you're bad. We just think you get hurt a lot, and you're like, you know, a nice average running back.
Yeah.
Good but job, you're playing too. A little. Do you think he's a little above average this year?
Yeah, I think that is very fair.
Good. Yeah, I bet nobody came in here asking for Miles Sanders cards today.
No. Man, you know,
I hope you pull a Miles Sanders.
I do not know that to be the fact, but to be the case, but probably
even in
not.
Philadelphia, they don't want his cards.
That's a good point.
Alrighty, so this next one is a little bit of Zach and Mike talking on Wednesday.
My mom's stuffing.
Your mom's stuffing?
Yeah.
She does like make your mom stuffing.
Walchuk was getting dirty there. I hate it. Mike was telling a good story. Why did y'all even have him on the show?
My mom made extra because she loved that segment so much about me bragging about how good she makes the Thanksgiving stuffing that she made extra so I could take home.
Did she understand the undercurrent that Walchuk was trying to bring to the table?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that.
That's probably for the best. That would be a weird conversation. I don't know how you.
By the way, if you also want to come to RJ Duke's, which has caught my eye 1,000 times during the show, they have an NBA Jam machine in here. So if you'd like to play the 1990s version of NBA Jam, you can.
And the Keymaster game, which I know we talked about if Brandon can play, and Brandon is up here now as well. So, yeah, come check it out. Plus, so many things are on sale that I will end up with less money than I had at the start of the day.
Well, good. You made
even
money.
Even including work.
Yeah, you showed up to work today.
Yeah.
Corey guy.
What I really want is $581 more dollars for my possibilities.
And I only have $471.
There's no chance you have $400, Peyton.
Wow.
Okay. Peyton, throw
well,
it
starting
in his face.
Monday. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, throw it in my face and donate.
No,
well, what if
next?
I already did
make
donate?
Make fun of Kevin on a video, on an audio thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this next one, we'll get one more in here. The only reason why I want to play this audio is because it's labeled Reggie Mike Butt Crack.
That is not as gross as seeing a fourth of your butt crack when you had to get up for the people to go to the bathroom that were on the inside part.
Mm-hmm. How much butt crack is too much?
Yeah, any, but
okay. That's fair. I just wanted to know. I wanted to establish the baseline.
It wasn't like, oh, there's a teeny butt crack. It was enough butt crack where you're like, that's butt crack. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's too much butt crack.
That's Corey,
yeah.
who refuses to wear underwear,
uh-huh.
and
no.
so when he gets up
oh,
on
yeah.
the plane,
yeah,
his pants, he doesn't wear a belt either, so they're not going to stay above his waistline. So when he gets up, you see his butt crack, and he was sitting right in front of me. We were both aisle, and he can't tell. I don't think people that show their butt crack a lot know they're showing their butt crack a lot, so
yeah.
I was letting him know as a friend, you know you show a lot of butt crack when you get up out of seats, and you need to either wear underwear or figure out how to keep your pants up high enough to not do that.
It's interesting because his retort is, what do you want me to do about it? And I was like, I feel like we gave you a couple of viable. Yeah.
Wear underwear would be one.
Wear a belt.
Two would be wear a belt.
Yeah.
Three, maybe wear pants that really stay above your waistline or
sure.
at your waistline.
Sure. We do miss Corey, though. He will be back on Monday. Clearly,
without underwear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is true. Clearly, I'm voting for Corey. And, well, I guess for Mike and Reggie and their discussion about Corey's butt crack.
That's the best. I think that's the best one, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it's also a PSA. If you don't wear underwear, you got to do something better than just let them hang.
Well, I'm voting for Corey talking about Dawson's mom's cream pie because I like cream pies.
It is a good sugar cream pie. I've had it.
It is.
Uh-huh.
I had it years ago, and I recently had it when he brought it in studio.
Oh, my God.
His mom came in from,
oh my
I
God.
Think they live in Oregon.
Why? Why would you phrase it like that? Why would you phrase it like that?
I just say words, and it happens, and then you guys make fun of it.
And then Mike goes, you know what? Deal with it. Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where there are deals to be had out at RJ Duke's in McKinney, 400 North Central Expressway. Come on out here. We'll be here for another segment, probably just a little bit longer shopping as well, and we want to see you out here, and I want to see if Brandon is going to play Keymaster. All right, we will crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation, who today is comprised of Will and Bobby, and we'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.